This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Chrissy Lee went down to the border over the weekend with General Flynn and got a big sit-down interview. Also a great one with Ted Nugent. Boy, is he on fire. And that full interview is now at band.video and on Infowars.com. I hope you share it. And he points out that the left was even more evil than he thought they were. With what he's now witnessing them doing. We're going to get to this report, and then Ezra Levant joins us from the big trucker convoy on the U.S.-Canadian border. Stay with us.
McAllen, Texas, and we're holding a rally here. Yesterday, a small group of us did a tour of a couple of border locations, and we were briefed by not only former senior Border Patrol and ICE and Homeland Security officials, but also current members of the CBP that gave us a overview of what's happening at the border. The statement that I heard yesterday that I take away is that the CBP, the Border Patrol organization that we have that protects our borders, is broken. They're not close to being broken. They're not they're not at the edge. They're broken. So we've seen a lot of these military-age males being put onto airplanes and flying around, sort of low-level flying around and being dropped off all over the country, all over the country. So why? We have to answer that question, and we have to ask our elected officials, why are you allowing this to happen? And the only thing that I can, the only answer that I have right now from, again, from the reminder that I was given yesterday is that, to me, this is purposeful, intentional process to destroy this country. There's no other answer that I have. I mean, what we have to have is we have to have sanity, we have to have sovereignty, and we have to have security. Okay? That's what we have to have. And we have none of those right now. We are absolutely showing no sanity when it comes to our domestic policy. We're showing, no sovereignty because we're in total violation of not only federal sovereignty, but states' rights and state sovereignty. And so here we are in Texas, McAllen, Texas. We got a Governor Abbott. What's he doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then Governor Abbott will come out. Maybe he'll see this and he'll come out and he'll say, well, here's all the steps that we're taking. We've got, the Texas State Guard coming down here. We're deploying. You know what? Get the people of Texas organized there, Governor.
But in their efforts to cover this up and what's happening here, now we're hearing from them throwing words out like World War III, nuclear warfare. Yeah. And how big of a threat is that? Is our current administration provoking war?
Well, I don't know if they're provoking it. I just know that, I think that they are what I describe as they're masters of distraction. And when we think about, the potential for war in Europe or the potential for war in the Pacific, those are, I've written about this a long time ago. War is the norm. Peace is the aberration. Nothing is coincidental when it comes to staying in power in Washington, D.C., and that's both sides. So we're in a different place here in the United States of America. I think that we need people to wise up. We need the American people to pay attention. I don't want to just speak to the choir here because the choir sings whatever it is. Maybe that's a component of the MAGA movement, whatever. I want to talk to the American people, and that's why I talked about Democrats. Look what I've been described as.
But at the same time,
I'm about as lefty as you can imagine, but I'm not a progressive liberal communist, right?
Right.
I am a lifelong Democrat.
But you can get it from both sides, and to that end, I did see some pushback on you from the right, or the extreme right, if you want to call it that, when they felt like you were giving false hope that the election would be overturned. Do you feel like you were getting bad information at that time, or can you explain that?
Yeah, no, I think that what we underestimated was the scale of lawfare that we were up against. I do believe that that Trump won the last election. I do think that there was massive fraud. We're seeing it exposed every single day. All of Trump's imperfections. He's the guy that showed this nation how corrupt our system of government is. We wouldn't know. I mean, most people have been sitting on their rear ends, my generation. And I tell people this, that it's our fault. I don't blame the politicians in Washington, D.C., or, we're here in Texas. I don't blame the politicians in Austin. We put them there. We are not a democracy. We are a republic, meaning that if you don't get out there and vote, if you don't like the people that are representing you in a republic form of government.
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, with the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe, and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at preparewithalex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at preparewithalex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as my bones green and wood, until the Christmas cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
If you're a TV viewer, you can see the dramatic footage that Rebel News has captured. And there are multiple convoys still coming in to Ottawa, the capital. There is a big U.S. convoy that has blocked the highways now going into day two outside of Coates, Canada. That's 100 miles south of Calgary. And joining us is Ezra Levant of Rebel Media to give us updates on this and explain why they're doing this and what's happening. And now the SWAT teams that have surrounded them, Trudeau's trying to say they're terrorists. They're now trying to, I know, in Ottawa, trying to call the protesters racist and evil, and now the police are threatening them. I mean, this looks like something out of Romania or Hungary in the fall of the Soviet Union. And we've even got Trudeau saying he wants to be a dictator. He loves Xi Jinping, that people are holding thoughts that are not acceptable. I mean, this guy is really trying to be the dictator he admires. So, Ezra Levant, thank you so much, sir.
It's my pleasure. Alex, last time we spoke, I was in our nation's capital of Ottawa. That has been the big focus for the trucker convoy. That was their main destination. That's where most of the trucks have gone. But there have been lots of smaller echo convoys, supportive convoys around Canada. And frankly, I've seen some in other countries too, like Australia and the Netherlands. And I understand there might even be a few symbolic convoys in America. But in that border town of Coots, Alberta, between the province of Alberta and the state of Montana, there's a smaller number of truckers. It's not in the thousands. I don't even think it's 100. But they have blocked the border crossing as a protest against the forced vaccination of truckers. And they're letting through emergency vehicles. They're letting through school buses. They're not, you know, they're not totally locking down the town. But they're basically doing what in a labor union environment would be called a wildcat strike. They're really working to rule almost. They're letting their presence be known. Well, the Mounties, who are Canada's equivalent of the FBI, came in and said, fellas, you got to leave now. We're going to start making arrests. And the truckers had a meeting, like a council, like a town council, and they had a vote. And they decided they're not going. We've got two reporters embedded in that restaurant where they're holed up. And they had a prayer. I heard them say the Lord's Prayer, and they had a meeting. And we got two guys in there documenting it. So the Mounties have sealed off the whole town. You see they're having a vote there. You see that right there on the screen? They're having a vote. And these guys, one of them goes on the record saying, the only way I'm leaving here is in a police cruiser. That guy there, he's... So they're surrounded, 44 police vehicles, SWAT team, lock down the town, checkpoints. They're stopping food and medicine shipments to that building. So they're trying to starve them out. And if there's people in there who need meds, they're not letting it come in. I spoke with that one guy there that you who you could see was sort of the leader of them. He called me last night, and he had a request. He knows that we like to crowdfund. As you know, Alex, it's one of the ways we do things at Rebel News. He said, can you crowdfund us a lawyer? I said, absolutely. So we set up a crowdfunding page called truckerlawyer.ca. That's the Canadian web domain.
And by the way, you're highly respected and known for giving all the money to the people and only helping folks and doing an incredible job. And you've helped us and other reporters out many times. So you are just a real angel, and so are the listeners when they support. But I think everybody understands what these men and women are doing for all of us. They're violating the Nuremberg Code, trying to put a poison in our body. When black folks weren't allowed to go in and eat at lunch counters because they were black, blacks, whites, and others shut down cities and towns with sit-ins peacefully to say no more. Well, this is saying you can't go in restaurants or drive your truck or have your job or go to the doctor unless you or have a liver transplant or a kidney transplant or get medical care unless you've done this. And we've got to say no to this tyranny and this discrimination.
You're exactly right. I mean, I know you've talked to one of our other people we're helping, Pastor Arthur Pavlovsky. We've crowdfunded his legal defense going on 2 years now. It's our viewers. They love to get involved. So I just got a report not half an hour ago that our lawyer has arrived at the scene and has made contact with the Mounties. And we're actually dispatching three lawyers. I won't get into the legal strategy, but our goal is to de-escalate the situation, make sure the police don't do anything rash. We have two cameramen inside that compound there, so we're hoping that the presence of our cameras also acts as a brake pedal so the cops don't go crazy. And these are very principled men. And you can go to truckerlawyer.ca to see some of the video clips of what they're saying, how they prayed about things, what they thought. And they know that they're engaging in peaceful civil disobedience, and they know that that will likely cause them to be punished. And so I think that, in a way, these men have decided. There's our lawyer there, the guy with the. Did you see that guy there with the sideburns?
Yes.
That's the lawyer, Chad Williamson. So.
And by the way, I mean, people who don't know, you guys are battling them legally all across the country where they're trying to ban protests, ban reporters, arrest reporters. I mean, Canada has gone fully authoritarian, and you are on the very front lines, Ezra.
Well, I mean, I fear that we're next. Just yesterday, Justin Trudeau reintroduced an online censorship bill in Parliament that had been paused because of the last election. I believe that we are the number one target of that censorship bill. We are the largest independent news network in Canada. We are one of the only news networks that does not take funding from Justin Trudeau. I know you might find this hard to believe, but literally 99% of Canadian journalists get a subsidy paid by Trudeau. So how can you possibly be independent? How can you possibly bite the hand that feeds them?
It's simply incredible. So dramatic footage of those, it looks like hundreds of trucks to me, blocking things, the SWAT teams and federal police threatening them. And they're saying Trudeau's saying, oh, they're keeping food and medicine from coming to us. That's the Great Reset shuts down food and medicine, has starved over 40 million people to death worldwide, the UN admits, 200 plus million on the verge of starvation. So the idea that us trying to end the global lockdowns and the internal checkpoints is our own form of siege. No, we're simply exercising our people power to say we're not going to comply with slow incremental strangulation.
What's so fascinating about this trucker convoy is it was totally unexpected by the authorities. In some ways, it's reminiscent of the Tiananmen Square protests, which really caught the Chinese authorities off guard. I think what scared them about the Falun Gong, and that's a Chinese sect that organized the protests in Tiananmen Square, is that the Communist Party didn't know about it. They couldn't see it coming. They didn't have enough spy sources, so they panicked and they smashed it. I think this trucker convoy is similar in that it was organized by no political party, no fancy ad agencies, no super PACs, just severely normal men and women, largely men, largely working class men, independent businessmen who own their own trucks, whatever. And all of a sudden, the entire establishment said, whoa, we don't control this. We got to smash this. And but the thing is, in Ottawa, they haven't given any pretext for a smashing. They're completely peaceful. So Justin Trudeau is demonizing them as racist, sexist, violent, but they're not. And I think that it's fascinating. And the public is inspired by these truckers. They're salt of the earth people, very authentic. I'm excited about what these truckers are doing. And when these truckers last night said, Ezra, give us a hand, we need a lawyer, I said, of course, of course. So we're doing that. And as you can see, the lawyer's already on the scene.
Beautiful. Give us that website one more time.
Truckerlawyer.ca. That stands for .Canada.
So all right, stay there. I want to ask about big picture. Absolutely. Truckerlawyer.ca. I want to come back with you one more segment. Oh, you're busy. I want to get into what's happening in Ottawa, what Trudeau's going to do, hiding out now for 5 days. Oh, now he has COVID. I mean, this is just ridiculous theater from the man that says he wants to...
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my timing this late in my career.
Justin Trudeau is truly the most sycophantic, horrible creature in modern times. Brags that he's under the control and orders of Klaus Schwab, who brags on national television that he owns him and his cabinet. And now they're the ones shutting down the economy. They're the ones bankrupting everybody for universal basic income and their own plans. They're the ones building all these camps. And then saying that, oh, the Russians are making Canadians rise up and travel by the hundreds of thousands to the Capitol. And then, oh, you don't want us putting something in your body that's experimental? You want to be like black folks that were barred access to stores and businesses? You're being barred access because you haven't had the poison shot? You're going to peacefully protest and block a road? We're going to arrest you. Well, folks, we're already being put in a prison. That's what these lockdowns are. And that's what Klaus Schwab said. They want climate lockdowns. They said, wasn't it wonderful how quiet the world was? They want to go back to lockdowns where you can't leave your house except when they say. Ezra Levant, I tell you, people kept wondering, when are Canadians going to stand up like the Australians have been doing? Because you guys have been under similar levels of evil. And finally, it's starting to happen. But even churches that try to reopen, they're arresting the preachers still. But you can go to the topless bar. This is just amazing. So in the time we have left, what's happening in the Capitol there where you've got reporters? I know you were just there with us Saturday for our emergency broadcast. And what do you expect Trudeau to do as his unpopularity just continues to rise?
Well, there's a great battle, and I think I alluded to this when we spoke on the weekend. You have all the official people, the official media, the official police, the official trade associations and chambers of commerce, the mayors, the alder. There's a local city councilor who tweeted that the city should try to seize the $10 million that the trucker convoy had raised to bring them to Ottawa. There was another city councilor just today who said that anyone who is against the lockdown should lose their Canadian constitutional guarantee for freedom of assembly. Let me phrase it accurately. She said if they use their right to freedom of assembly, they should lose any government services. So you had two different city councilors. One wanted to take all the convoy's money. The other wanted to cut them off from government services. Neither of those have anything to do with public health. Both of those are a Venezuela-style punishment of anyone who dares to speak up.
Well, Ezra, that's the social credit score that Klaus Schwab, the UN, and the Chi-Coms are putting in. I mean, they admit that's their plan.
Well, let me say this, and I don't know if you know this, and you have such a broad interest, and I bet you know this already, but in case your viewers don't know, the Deputy Prime Minister, the Finance Minister, really the second in command in Trudeau's government, her name is Chrystia Freeland, F-R-E-E-L-A-N-D. And if you go to the World Economic Forum's website and type in Chrystia Freeland, she's on their board of governors.
Yep.
So she is a member of parliament, a senior member of the cabinet, second in command to Justin Trudeau, and she still sits and serves the World Economic Forum. If you wrote this into a James Bond spy movie, the studio would say, oh, that's too on the nose. That's no, come on. She's really a governor of the World Economic Forum while she also claims to swear loyalty to Canada? Which is it? Is she loyal to the World Economic Forum or loyal to Canada? Because you can't be both. She is on the board of the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab has bragged that it's not just her and Justin Trudeau. He brags publicly that half of the Canadian cabinet is World Economic Forum. We see no one loves the United Nations more than Justin Trudeau. He loves his trips to New York for obvious tourist reasons, but he's always given speeches down there. He says he's part of the Great Reset. He loves that phraseology. Yeah, there you have it. That is literally from the page of
And let's talk about this. He admits he, quote, wants to penetrate and seize control of democracies. That's a quote even on his own Wikipedia page. So if the Russians or Chinese tried to infiltrate, they'd get arrested. But because it's a corporation doing it and it's a multinational corporate arm, well, then it's okay. And that is out of a James Bond movie. That's what Spectre is. And that's what Ian Fleming gave speeches saying, no, there's real corporate groups that try to take over that we're actually fighting. And so we see, that's why he looks like and acts like a James Bond villain, because that's really what Klaus Schwab is.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. A lot of people on the left are finding commonality with people on the right, who 2 years ago they probably would have had nothing in common, but a skepticism of the merger of big government, big business, big tech, big media, big pharma. There are some legitimate people on the left, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. being an example, who are saying, whoa, what happened to the left? And I think it's deeply troubling. And again, I come back to these blue-collar truckers. A lot of them are independent operators, so they own their own rig, and these people, it's incredible in Canada to see this. I never lost faith in Canada. A lot of people say, why don't you move down to Nashville? Why don't you move down to Florida? Everyone else is. Get out. Save yourself. I said, no, I got to stay up here and fight. This is my country. But I have to admit, I was always pessimistic. But to see so many people, I was in Ottawa. People were chanting, freedom, freedom. These are people who had never been to a protest before in their life. Alex, I was walking down the street in Ottawa. A couple of guys in front of me spontaneously started singing, Oh Canada. I've never seen this in my life. 99.9% of the people in this trucker convoy had never done anything political in their life. It's fascinating to me to see so many new Canadians, cultural minorities, so to speak, speaking the language of freedom, and it's particularly poignant since Trudeau claims to speak for them and claims anyone opposed to him is a racist.
Absolutely. In fact, I saw the National Post article. Trudeau's panicking when around a third of the people out there, and that's demographically representative, are not white. That is scaring the hell out of them, this true populist movement. And as you said, you guys are the tip of spear at Rebel Media with your reporters everywhere showing how giant these crowds are. Corporate media is trying to black that out. And so people have to go to Infowars.com. They have to go to Rebel News. They have to get these clips and share them, because this is spontaneously now spreading around the world. So Canada, on average, people said was doing the worst job resisting. Now it's the beacon and the example of resistance, with huge trucker events like this from Canada spreading to Germany, to Europe, to the U.S., to Australia, to New Zealand, to the U.K. This is very exciting.
I know you talk a lot about the Milgram experiment and the Ash conformity test. This is, writ large, the Ash conformity test. When no one else disagrees, you might think, am I crazy? Am I the only one who thinks this way? Am I the only one who's worried? But when you see other people, when you see hundreds of thousands, when you see a million other people stand up, that gives you great confidence, because you say, no, I'm not crazy. They're crazy. I'm not the one who's extremist. They're the ones who are violating my civil liberties. So I encourage people who don't know what the Ash conformity test is, just to Google it on YouTube. I know you talk about it a lot, Alex. But
absolutely. Well, it breaks the gaslighting. We are the majority, and we're not black, we're not white. We're humans that love God and justice, and we're together, and it's beautiful. Ezra, what you're doing is amazing. Tell us one more time the trucker side to find all the videos and support the great work these truckers are doing.
Truckerlawyer.ca. Truckerlawyer.ca. Thanks, Alex.
All right, Ezra, please, I know you're busy. Pop in the next few days and give us updates as this unfolds, okay?
Thank you.
It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is, again, amazing for your immune system and so much more, and, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we haven't had this guest on in a long time, but I've been following his work ever since he's been on with us, and boy, has he been vindicated with now the admissions of the geoengineering all over the world, the aluminum dioxide, the barium salts, the other things that are killing the soil. And he was covering this 10 years ago specifically about the aluminum and what was happening. We were covering chemtrails back in the mid-1990s, just saying, why do the trails not disappear now? Why do they turn into whole cloud banks? Then we found the Nobel Prize in the early 90s for developing the plan. Then we found out about the Department of Energy operations. But Dane Whittington has been nose to the grindstone, going to their actual conferences around the world. chronicling the CFR and the CIA putting white papers out on it. And so it's just like they're adding nanotech to the vaccines that aren't vaccines. And they just say, it's okay, just take it, don't ask questions. And then it's hiding in plain view that they're making people sick or that 5G gives you cancer. That's even in Wired magazine, major studies. But they just say, no, it doesn't. Let's just do it. So there's a giant geoengineering program that's been going on since the early 90s. We know they were testing it before. It went operational by the mid-90s. And I don't need to have Dane Whittington tell me it's killing the trees or the plants, even though the studies are out there and he's right. I can go to our ranch we've had since, again, the late 1820s, and I remember until the mid-1990s, big, giant oak trees everywhere, and they're almost all dead. And they won't say why it's happening. It's not oak wilt. It's not a parasite. They're just dying, but the aluminum has exploded in the soil. So this is a big deal. And there's a bunch of articles, NBC, ABC, Sky News, all of it like, oh, Dubai is controlling the weather now with ground radar systems that actually energize these particles. Oh, and Bill Gates, CNBC reports, has funded chemical cloud that'll stop global warming. Oh, he's going to block the sun out. So everything we told you 25 years ago, everything this gentleman in films over a decade ago documented, has now been confirmed. But that's the weird thing about it. It's like they used to say the Bilderberg Group didn't exist 15 years ago. And we'd have footage and admissions and documents. And they're like, yeah, it exists, no big deal. It's the same thing now. Yeah, we're spraying you. And yeah, there's secret treaties. And yeah, it's going on. Just get used to it. But then any scientist can tell you what these things they're spraying do once they get into the ground. And not to mention our brains with all the neurological disorders exploding. So they'll be with us for the next 50 minutes or so. I'm going to start doing, I've already started a two-hour live podcast this Saturday, commercial-free. It's got about 2 million viewers. So I will definitely have him back as soon as starting in March. We're a month behind. Three nights a week, I'm doing a three-hour commercial-free podcast. You want it, you got it. This is Designed for Talk Radio. We're on over 300 stations. It's great. It's wonderful. But people want commercial-free. You're going to get it. Starting on March 1st, I'll make the announcements the next few days. We're launching a three-hour show, three nights a week, commercial-free. There'll be a few breaks, a few promos, but we're not going to have hard breaks. It's going to be a podcast format. So joining us is Dane Whittington. I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's executive producer of the groundbreaking climate engineering documentary film, The Dimming. He is also the lead researcher and administrator of the website geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane has a background in solar energy and was a former employee at Bechtel Power Corporation and was a licensed contractor in California and Arizona. He has devoted the last 20 years of his life to constant research on the issue of covert global climate engineering operations and the effort to expose and halt them. His personal residence was featured as the cover article in the world's largest renewable energy magazine, Home Power. He manages a wildlife preserve next to Lake Shasta in Northern California. Dane has appeared in numerous films and interviews in his effort to educate the public on the extremely dire environmental and health dangers we face in the ongoing global climate intervention program. Dane, thank you so much for joining us after these years. We've got to get you on more often. You know, you blink and 5 years goes by. Total vindication, but that I would imagine you don't feel good about being vindicated. You wish you could have stopped this.
Long ago, Alex, but I'm immensely grateful to you for your voice, for your tenacity in trying to pull back the curtain, and especially with what's happening in the skies above us. And every single particulate that they spray, tens of millions of tons annually, are all floating down through the air column. We're all inhaling them and affecting our cognitive abilities, you just stated.
Well, give us the 35,000-foot view, and then you'll have the floor for the end of the next hour drilling through this.
Bottom line, climate engineering operations were first deployed over the polar regions immediately after World War II. As you correctly stated, more over the urban regions later, big ramp-ups in the 90s, as you correctly stated. Bottom line is, the more damage climate engineering does to the climate and the life support systems of the planet, the more they double down on these operations. Climate engineering is the crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex, the weapon with which they can bring populations to their knees without those populations ever even knowing they're under assault. They can target crops. Again, the cognitive effect, we have a decline in IQs in the U.S. alone of 6 to 9 points. That's staggering. This is making us dumber by the day. That's a scientific statistical fact based on science study on aluminum and its effect on our brain function. The bottom line is this is an assault from every imaginable direction. If we don't deal with this hole in the bottom of the boat, the boat's going to go down.
Absolutely. How horrifying is it for you, an engineer that knew this 20 years ago and had the documents, to see it now progress to the point where the Earth's dying, the very people doing it are saying they're our saviors, and as you said, they're only doubling down their projects. It's just nightmarish.
It is. And again, that's key to consider. There is no benevolence in the climate engineering operations. There are many layers to these operations. Again, the ionizing of the atmosphere is used to make it more electrically conductive, for over-the-horizon communication, for EMP offense and defense. But again, we have weather as a weapon, a weapon with which, again, populations are completely unaware that this is occurring. And now that we have these operations going on a global scale with all governments either actively or passively participating, and that's what the climate conferences are all about, Alex. It's not about changing business as usual in any way, shape, or form. It's about strong-arming nations to go along with the climate engineering operations, because you can't just engineer the climate over your own country without affecting the entire world. And what the screen's showing right now, various forms of ground-based weather mod, but all of those are negated by the exponentially larger and more impactful climate engineering operations. So they have a lot of red herring climate modification methods, the single-engine propeller airplane with some flares on the wings, which are completely negated by a military tanker that can dump 100 tons of climate engineering materials in one payload. And one key aspect of this, Alex, that almost none yet understand is happening, the engineered surface cool-down events, like the engineered snowstorms that we get week after week, theatrically named, often as we have happening this week again, winter storm, quote, Landon, which is going to be fueled with moisture out of the record-warm Gulf of Mexico. How do you get a winter storm with moisture out of the record warm Gulf of Mexico? You seed the clouds with chemical ice nucleating elements. These are patented processes. We have those patents posted at geoengineeringwatch.org.
Incredible. And why suddenly in the last 5 years did they start going public? Because the pressure you and others put on them? Because, I mean, you got the CIA director on TV saying, yeah, we control the weather, big deal. Of course we keep it secret, you don't need to know. And like Bill Gates coming out, yeah, I'm spraying you, it's for your own good. It's a barium salt, aluminum dioxide, exactly what we knew they were doing. It's incredible.
We have some covert acknowledgement, but at the same time, we still have emphatic denial from official sources, even though we have, for example, in regard to the engineered winter weather events, i.e. engineered snowstorms, in 2009, we had Fox News, Popular Science, MSNBC, CBS, all of them covered the fact that the Chinese government was engineering snowstorms. They did $1 billion worth of damage to Beijing, but now they all pretend that this isn't happening. And again, when we have, Alex, you've seen now the constant ice storms that we have with these engineered winter weather events. We'll have, quote, the warm side of the, quote, winter storm and the cold side of the winter storm. That's not nature. That's chemically nucleating vast amounts of atmospheric moisture, and eventually as you move into this system, they are able to convert that liquid precipitation into various forms of frozen material. It's not a naturally nucleated snow at all. Bottom line, again, these are patented processes, and we encourage people to look up the patents at geoengineeringwatch.org. So it's not just blocking the sun, not just solar radiation management, which is an express stated purpose of climate engineering, to block some of the sun's incoming thermal energy by putting these toxic light scattering particles into the sky. But they are also engineering winter weather events, and that confuses and divides the population as to the
truth. That's right. They've even got documents like Control the Weather 2020-2030. Dane Whittington is our amazing guest. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This photo was taken by my wife of myself and my daughter, who was 6 months old then. She's now 4 and a half, and I mean, we walked to the airport with her. Her eyes were so piercing, people would like stop and go, "What?" I mean, I'm telling you, most intense child I've ever seen. And her eyes just will blast right through you. These children are so special. She was talking at 6 months. First word she knew was help. She'd want to get out of a seat or something. She'd say, "Help, help." But I'm telling you, our children are so precious. And here's my 4 and a half year old daughter at 6 months old. And that's, look how much I've aged fighting these monsters. That's okay. I put it all in here, folks. It's worth it. But this is so real. And they're spraying aluminum dioxide, barium salts, they admit, in quote, secret operations. But they admit the operations are going on. And the soil, that's what his films and documentaries and information is covered and documented, is going way up in these poisons. It's absolutely diabolical. So Dane Whittington of geoengineeringwatch.org, and of course the seminal film, The Deming. What is the end game goal of all of this? Because everything they're doing is poisonous, is destructive, as you said. But what is the end game? Or is it just more mad scientists control the world stuff? And why would the globalists spray themselves and their own children? I guess most of them don't have children. As I answer the question, with barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other things that literally eat our brains.
First, ultimately, every aspect of these programs is about power and control. And at this point, it's also about thinning the herd. And to answer that question, why would they do this themselves? I would challenge people to consider the fact that those in power have detonated about 2,400 nuclear weapons on planet Earth, which has contaminated every single fiber of the web of life. We have now Fukushima. We have Chernobyl that's descending into meltdown again, and we have 440 more nuke plants around the world. They're building 60 more right now. Every single one of those plants will descend into meltdown at some point in the likely very near future. So again, we have many examples of what, quote, they do to themselves. Why? Because we know from psychoanalysis, those in power, those who are addicted to power, and I know you know this better than anyone, Alex, they have various forms of deficiencies. And here's the common thread based on psychoanalysis. There's a near total lack of comprehension as to the consequences of their actions, even to themselves. That power is so addictive that they cannot stop, will not stop. And climate engineering, again, the crown jewel weapon of the military-industrial complex. And one more blank to fill into what we're breathing. We have the world's second most recognized geoengineer, Dr. Ken Caldera, who we have an audio of a geoengineer Watson order of him stating on the record what he did for the U.S. Department of Defense was to design ways of spraying pathogens into clouds to infect the populations below, saying it in his own words. Again, we have a recording of it. Now he works for Bill Gates. Bill Gates has called him his most amazing teacher. We have Italian researchers with peer-reviewed study that have proven CV19 particles have been found attached to airborne particulates. We have, as of 1977, 239 acknowledged open-air biological tests by the U.S. military over U.S. populations without their knowledge or consent. Why would we think that they're not engaged in biological dispersion?
And let me stop you and just back you up. Operation Fishbowl went on in 1962. Hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs detonated. This is declassified in an attempt to ignite the world atmosphere. Could have, they thought, maybe burn the Earth up. They still did it. This is really nihilistic, insane behavior.
Exactly. We're not dealing with sanity. That's why so many people try to walk away from an issue thinking that, quote, they, i.e. ultimately those who print the money, wouldn't do this to themselves. They have been, they are, and they continue to do this to themselves. They are not sane, and that needs to be acknowledged. And if we don't stop this interference with Earth's life support systems and every breath we take, we're in a very limited time horizon, Alex.
Wow. I've got 1,000 questions, but please continue with what you think is most important.
Well, bottom line is, again, no functional habitat, no humans. Although we have countless forms of damage to the planet and its life support systems from human activity, I don't think anybody can argue we've been poor stewards of the planet. The single most destructive human activity of all, by far, is the intentional intervention in Earth's life support systems, and that is everything that's encompassed in so-called climate engineering. And as you correctly mentioned earlier as well, the manipulation of these electrically conductive particles in the atmosphere via radio frequency microwave transmissions from facilities like HARP in Alaska. We have about 100 of that type of ionosphere heater around the globe. Most people can't fathom what that kind of facility can do. It literally causes a chain reaction, an electrical chain reaction in the ionosphere, which causes heating into the thousands of degrees range over hundreds of square miles. They can create a bulge in the atmosphere up and down. That downward push creates pressure zones in the atmosphere that can steer upper-level wind currents. With steering upper-level wind currents, they can then steer atmospheric moisture. They can focus in on specific regions. They can cut it off from specific regions, creating drought and deluge scenarios. So back to the engineered winter storms, the parade of theatrically named winter storms. Again, we have Landon, winter storm Landon this week. We had Keenan that just hit New York. This is with moisture off record-warm bodies of water, off the record-warm Atlantic, off the record-warm Gulf of Mexico. It's being chemically nucleated. That's why we have the ice storms that are so often accompanied with these engineered winter weather events, because this material is hitting the surface.
And clearly they're pushing for something. What is it? Because they tell us Earth is bad, humans are bad, cataclysm. William Shatner comes back down to Earth after the space mission with Bezos and says, too bad everybody has to die. You've got all these globalists saying the world's about to end. They're telling us it's about to end because we're bad, that super viruses are about to come out of the forest because we're bad, but they're really making the viruses in labs. They're really manipulating the climate themselves to, I guess, create catastrophes, which they then use as a pretext to depopulate us, and then they pose as saviors, and the remnant are told, give up all your rights in the name of stopping the cataclysms that the social climate engineers have actually launched.
All accurate, Alex. And again, I'm so grateful for your voice and trying to shine the light on this single greatest human assault against the entire web of life and the Earth's life support systems. And the paradox in the rocket launches, William Shatner and Bezos and the rest, Bezos, every single rocket launch doesn't just blow a hole in the ozone layer. It tears a giant gash in the ozone layer. No ozone layer, no terrestrial life on Earth. Very simple equation. The single greatest factor that's destroying the ozone layer today is climate engineering operations. That's not negating other sources of damage, but this is the biggest single source. Based on the current mathematical trajectory, and we have a former NASA contract engineer that works directly for geoengineeringwatch.org metering UV radiation on the surface. We're getting UVC on the surface now. That's the last spectrum before X-ray. At the current rate of ozone destruction, we face probable total ozone layer collapse later this decade, 2025 or 2026. Game over. So again, if
so who are these people? I mean, I know you only go off the science and what they're doing, but God, what type of establishment would want to vapor? I mean, look, the trees are dying everywhere. I can see it. There's no bugs. I used to drive, you know, during the summer or spring, dead bugs everywhere. There won't be one dead bug. I'll drive 200 miles. Our beautiful ranch, all the beautiful oaks are dying. Now the pine trees are dying. What the hell's going on?
You're 100% right on all counts. Geoengineeringwatch.org was the first major source to disclosed insect population collapses. We disclosed 80 to 90% of terrestrial insect populations had perished. Aquatic insect, the same. We had the science climate science community and the science community as a whole try to marginalize our work. Now they admitted to it. If your listeners search insect apocalypse, they'll see exactly what's happening there. There are some insects that are benefiting in a sense off what climate engineering is doing. As you correctly stated, these elements are poisoning soil microbiome, killing the soil microbiome, changing soil pHs. The aluminum affects the root systems of all organisms, including trees. They shut down nutrient uptake. They start to die a slow, protracted death. And yes, then certain species of beetles do finish the trees off. But the beetles are a symptom. They are not the core causal factor. And we don't have official agencies admitting to everything that you've correctly stated. Climate engineering, again, destroying every aspect of the web of life at this point. And in regard to the trees, the forest die-off, single greatest factor for multiple reasons, climate engineering operations.
Well, we know the globalists want to depopulate. They said they were going to do it by covert means. I don't know how they think they're going to reverse this later, but I mean, regardless, they're doing it.
They're absolutely doing it. Again, it's a weapon which they are not going to let go of. An example I've used in the past, the villagers in Africa can trap a monkey by putting a clear fruit in a jar and tying it to a tree. The monkey reaches in, grabs the fruit, won't let go, and he's on the menu. And that's the mentality of those in power. They're not going to let go of that fruit. They're not going to let go of their various tools.
That's right. They can't help but play God. Stay right there. Dane Whittington's our guest, geoengineeringwatch.org. Find his films and more there. This is such important information. And I promise if he'll come on, we'll do a two-hour commercial-free or three-hour podcast and show all the documents and the clips and really walk through this. But for everybody listening, you got to check this out for yourself. We're going to go to break. Please don't forget, they're bombarding us with the bad halogen in the water, fluoride. The good halogen is iodine. Most iodine is bound to other compounds. It's hard to absorb. We have the good deep earth crystal iodine that's truly nascent, and the other two types for some people that can't absorb it. It's been sold out for months. Survival Shield X3, the three types of iodine, is back in stock. We're the only company that sells this. People absolutely love it. People say, what's better, X2, X3? It's apples and oranges. X2 is technically stronger. X3, some people like it better. I think they're both great. The point is, this is something good you can do to mitigate a lot of what's happening, and it funds this operation, which you know is a 360 win. So X3, back in stock today, is 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Experience X3 yourself. All right, hour number three, straight ahead.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With all the craziness going on